We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege of being here tonight. Appreciate having you here in the service with us tonight. We know we made mention about the church covenant, and we'd be doing it on Wednesday night, but I think we've done it about one Wednesday night so far. And I guess that's all right. Sort of what it's going to have to be. So you're going to have to bear with us tonight. I appreciate Brother Bruce. Appreciate him minding the Lord. Appreciate each song been sung. Tonight, we're going to read you some scripture if we can find it. If we can find it. First scripture is in 1 Samuel. Just a second, I'll tell you where. I can find it. First Samuel 31. The second scripture is 2 Samuel 17. And the next scripture is 1 Kings, the 16th chapter. And Matthew, the 27th chapter. And Acts, the 1st chapter. I'll give them to you again. Just bear with us. Wonderful song. For Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. And he is. You need to keep that song in your mind tonight. We got something a little strange. It is strange. In one sense of the way, I have learned it's best to just let him have his way. 31st chapter, 1 Samuel. First verse says, "Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons. And the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab, and Melchishua, Saul's sons. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. Then said Saul unto his armor bearer, Draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell upon it." 17th chapter, 2 Samuel, the 17th chapter. I could read a good portion of these scriptures, and I'm just going to read a few verses. Going to have to just sort of break into this 2 Samuel 17, chapter, we're going to start with the 19th verse. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth and spread ground corn thereon, and the thing was not known. And when Absalom's servants came to the woman to the house, they said, "Where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan?" And the woman said unto them, "They be gone over the brook of water." And when they had sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass after they were departed that they came up out of the well and went and told King David, and said unto David, "Arise and pass quickly over the water, for thus hath Ahithophel counseled against you." Then David arose and all the people that were with him, and they passed over Jordan. By the morning light there lacked not one of them that was not gone over Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hanged himself and died, and was buried in the sepulcher of his father. 1 Kings 16th chapter, I believe it is. And the 18th verse. I'm going to start with the 15th. In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, did Zimri reign 7 days in Tirzah. And the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which belongeth to the Philistines. And the people that were encamped heard say, "Zimri hath conspired and hath also slain the king." Wherefore all Israel made Omri, the captain of the host, king over Israel that day in the camp. And Omri went up from Gibbethon, and all Israel with him, and they besieged Tirzah. And it came to pass when Zimri saw that the city was taken, he went into the palace of the king's house and burnt the king's house over him with fire and died. For his sins, which he had sinned in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, in walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin which he did to make Israel to sin. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri and his treason that he wrought, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Matthew 27th chapter. When the morning was come, and all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death, when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and elders, saying, "I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? See thou to that." And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for to put them into the treasury because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Acts, first chapter. We'll start with the 15th verse. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with a reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. Now, maybe correctly reading, I know it's been stammering, been here and there, and I know this evening that probably what I have is not what you'd call a shouting message. But we're going to have to trust that the Lord have his way. I'd much rather just do the church covenant tonight, just to be honest with you. But we've got this seemingly, each instant that we read unto you tonight, someone took their life. Saul, Zimri, there's Ahithophel, there's some others that I'm going to read to you, and it might not be right now, but it may be in just a little while. Lord being our helper. Now there's no easy way, I don't guess, tonight to start with this message, or to start with what we have. Now I don't know. I'm as honest as I can be. The Lord gonna have to help us. We have to get ourselves on out of the way. There's when it comes to suicide, that's what we're talking about. You might say, preacher, why in the world would you preach a message on suicide? Well, you're going to have to ask somebody besides me. I have a lot of questions when it comes to this subject. Just to be honest with you. Now, I know people says, why, preacher, the Bible says over in the book of Job, I believe it is, that all that come against Job, brethren, the Bible says that Job spoke these words. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I don't know tonight, I don't know whether, and I can't even guess. You might think, well, preacher, when you get a message, you'll just preach it. Well, it's a little more to it sometimes. Maybe. Just a little more to it. I'm going to do the best I can this evening, and It'd be if I could encourage anybody or help anybody not to do such a thing as take their own life. I'd like to be able to do that. I would. It'd be my advice this evening that if you're thinking about such a thing, you say, preacher, you know there's a lot more people looks on than we give credit for sometimes, and it may be somebody in that situation, and I can't even fathom. But I'll say this, and I know this for a fact, folks. There's not a one of us in here that knows what that one next to us is thinking. Not that I'm saying somebody's thinking about this. My prayer would be the opposite. My prayer would be that my friend would talk to somebody. Get a hold of somebody. Brethren, pray till you know that God's heard you. Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Now I know that a lot of people says, well, preacher, Saul didn't kill himself. Well, he fell on his own sword. It might have been for the reason he didn't want the enemy, my friend, to have. I can understand maybe a little bit in that, but the fact, he fell on his own sword. Saul and Jonathan both died in the same battle, same day. You can go and read that in the scripture. Ahithophel was a counselor unto the kings, unto David. And the Bible says that Ahithophel, my friend, he had give counsel against David. He'd give it unto Absalom. And Absalom didn't take his counsel, and he took some others' counsel, and he was chasing his father David through Jonathan and them. He was trying to find him. Brethren, Ahithophel knew that the odds was against him. He knew that death was sure. Brethren, you might think tonight, I've got the right to take my life. Brethren, that's the last thing in this world you want to do. I'm going to preach it. I just be honest with you, brethren and sister alike. My friend, I've had some good friends, brethren, that took their life. It don't sit well, my friend. No, it don't. I don't understand. Brethren, I've not been there, but I'll be quite frank with you. I'd like to think, brethren, that I'd turn to God and let Him help me. Don't you? Well, preacher, Christian folks won't do that. Negative. I can't talk for nobody else. I'm not here tonight to talk for anybody else. I'm really not here, my friend, to try to pacify you. I'm here to tell you, my friend, it does not leave a good feeling. No, it don't. No, it don't. Brethren, it makes you want to find out what went on. It makes you want to, my friend, investigate and try to figure out where they're standing. And the truth of it is, you'll never get the answer. No, you won't. I'm going to tell you why. I know. Don't tell me. I know it ain't a shouting message. It ain't a good thought. It ain't a good thought, but I'll be honest with you. If any of you is contemplating such a thing, brethren, get a hold of something. Brethren, that'll help you tonight. Preacher man, just a few years ago. Now don't get me wrong. I've had people in my own family. I can talk about my family now. But I've had them in my own family that I don't know why, but they did. And I still don't know why. Think about it. Sort of a prominent man, that our Darzel. He didn't have a lot in this world, but he was seemingly a good man. A lot of folks knowed him. He took his life. I've asked questions. Listen, preacher man, not too long ago, they may be, I can't help who's hearing, listening, or whatever. It's just, I'm just going to be honest with you. It does not sit well. There's things, my friend, in the Scripture. I believe, my friend, that if somebody, my friend, may have had an opportunity, Job might have had one. Think about it. But brethren, Job, a lot of folks, my friend, says he didn't question the Lord, but the fact of it is, you ain't read the book of Job. But I'll say this, question him. Brethren, let it be the Lord, my friend, the reason you leave here. Amen. There's things you say, preacher, you're saying it's wrong. I'll say it's wrong. I can't talk about where, my friend, people are. I can't talk about, my friend, what they was. And my friend, and also, even in the Old Testament, brethren, if a man took another man's life, they put him to death, my friend. Did they not? Part of the law. Brethren, life is precious. Brethren, I can't help what people's going through. Brethren, get a hold of something. Brethren, something that'll keep you going tonight. I know there's a lot of downfall. Preacher preached for years, 40-something years, pastored churches all around. I was actually pastoring one of the churches he had pastored. Took his life. Years ago, it's been years ago, brethren, there's a group of singers over at Hales Creek, I believe, is a brother and her sister and her husband and his wife. And brethren, they had blessed your soul. I'm talking about bless your soul. I'm talking about get all over you. You couldn't help but to enjoy. Younger fella. I asked his pastor that he had part of his funeral, and he said, Randy, he said, I ain't never had nothing to disturb me. I said, I ain't never had nothing to disturb me like that. I mean, it touched me. It touched me. Brethren, the effects that it has on people and the effects it has on family. Get a hold of something. Brethren, pray till you pray. Pray till you get the answer. I believe God will give you the right answer tonight. Despondency. Discouragement. Depression. Yes, sir. Preacher, you ought not preach on this message tonight. I can't get out of it. It might not going to be a big shout, and it might not going to be very long, but I'll promise you one thing. A life, my friend, is worth it. Is it not? Despondency. I'm going to read you some verses. Lord, help me. Judas. What did Judas do? Went out and hung himself, didn't he? Judas, my friend, repented within himself. Preacher, he gave the money back. Didn't make no difference. He had already committed. Yes, he had. Judas could not live with himself. There's a lot of folks. I don't know. I didn't count them. Hadn't counted them. Hadn't really worried too much about them, just to be honest with you. Lord, give me this scripture. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I just couldn't get away from it. I had to just go look it up. Brethren, there's things in this world that happen to men and women and children alike that no doubt is horrible. That no doubt they probably have to figure out how to live with it. But the song was, Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. But the truth of it is, Jesus can't help you if you don't let Him. If you don't open the door, He'll knock on the door. I can't help but to believe, my friend, that when people are in that state that they can't hear Jesus. They can't hear Him. I believe He's banging the door down. I do. I believe He's doing all He can, my friend, to stop what's going on. People get in such shape that they can't hear. There's a verse in that song. That says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Is that not? But there's something else. What does it say then? Yep, come on. That's it. Get in the word until God's voice you've heard. That's the remedy. It is. That's a remedy. Folks, that's just good medicine. If you ever get down, get in the word until you've heard His voice. You need to hear His voice. I asked that preacher. He's an older preacher. Most of you know him. Knowed him. I said, now just, what do you think? I mean, it tore me up. I said, just what do you think? He said, Randy, I've worried myself sick over this funeral. He said, and the only thing the Lord give me, he said, for just a moment of time, that man forgot who he was. What he said, the Lord give him. Just a moment. It don't take but a second. Do you know that? Man got killed down there in Adairsville, been years ago. Now, I had a bandit. He got hit by a train. He was in an automobile. Anyway, got hit by a train. Had a man tell me, he said, you know, he said, I don't know but what that man didn't commit suicide. It's me and him talking. I said, what makes you think that? He said, there ain't nothing down there. He said, there ain't nothing around. He said, there ain't nothing. He said, it ain't nothing but wide open. He said, there's no reason. He knowed this man, knowed him very well. I knowed him very well. He said, they ain't nothing. He said, there's no reason in this world for that to happen, where it happened. I'd never give it much thought. Never had. He got saying and talking. He really believed it. I don't know what goes on in your mind. I don't know what goes in your heart. And I'm going to say this. You can be an upright Christian, my friend, and get in a mess if you don't watch it. But you can't stay in the mess. You can't stay there. You can't stay in the mix of things. But you got to get to the place, my friend, you can communicate with the Lord on a direct basis. Despondency. I looked it up. I'm going to give you Webster's Dictionary definition. I hadn't thought a whole lot about it. Despondency. It comes from discouragement. And discouragement brings on depression. It don't make no difference who you are. You say, preacher, I don't have depression. It's about like being an addict. You can say all day long you've never been depressed, but most folks have. One form or fashion. Most folks have. They've dealt with it. They've had it. They've not dealt with it. Preacher, you sure you got the right message tonight? Folks, I'm going to tell you something. There's some things, my friend, that needs to be prayed about. There's some things. Yes, sir. There's things. You know, I honestly believe with all my heart that when they put Daniel in the den of lions, I don't believe he prayed a minute. Oh, preacher, he prayed all night. Might have had, I don't know. But I can tell you one thing, them lions didn't have no appetite for Daniel. I don't even think they come over and smelled. Preacher, why is that? He had already prayed. Folks, Hey, some things, they some deliverance that comes with praying, my friend. Praying. Thank God before the trouble gets there. Despondency. You know what the definition, Webster's definition of despondency? Depression of spirits. Did you hear that? Depression of spirits from loss of hope. Depression of spirits from loss of hope. You say, preacher, they ain't but one spirit. We believe in one spirit. But there's many spirits. And I'm going to tell you something else. There's a spirit of a man in man. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Brethren, and the truth of it is, you have to bring that spirit down. You have to overcome that spirit of man. Man has a lot of modes. All these new vehicles, they got different modes. Do you know that? I've learned a lot just driving. But you put that thing in M and it's got a mode. You can turn up a one vehicle and you can turn up a performance mode. Yes, you can. You can turn up a street mode. You can turn an off-road mode on. Yes, sir. Different modes. In my day, my friend, you either had low, second, and third. That's the mode we was in. And if you got in one of them three-quarter and one-ton vehicles, they had what they call grandma. You put it in grandma, you might not go fast, but you'd keep going. You'd get out of the fix. Modes. Man has different modes about him. Yes, they do. Moody. I ain't going to get on to you. But I'm just going to be honest with you. Sometimes our modes need to be worked on. Do you know that? Our moods need to be worked on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've worked all my life, and I'll be honest with you, there's some days I got up, I just didn't want to go to work. What'd you do, preacher? Went to work. Huh? Went to work. I didn't miss school, and I was going to school, and I didn't miss work, and I went to work. I didn't call in. I was there. Probably there a lot of times I shouldn't have been. But I was there. That's my mode. Get up and go. You're going to feel better after a while or another day or two anyway. Won't make no difference where you're here or in the bed or whatever. Mode. But it's depression of spirits. And I thought about that. I thought, well, they hit the nail on the head. Oh, Webster did. Dictionary. They hit the nail on the head. You don't realize, my friend, how many of you have to deal with. A lot of times we're just like legion, for we are many. We don't want to admit that. We don't want to admit how many we are. I'm going to read you some men that had some days that just wasn't fulfilling. Let's say it that way. Now I'm going to tell you something. They didn't kill themselves. You say, preacher, you ought not preach this message. I think a lot of folks got a lot of different looks at this and that and another, and I can't help it. I cannot help it. I preached a young man's funeral. Me and this other preacher did. 21-year-old. And brethren, he wrote a 2-page letter, notebook style. Handwritten. Wrote it out. Laid it on the seat of the car that he killed himself in. With the words, I want this read at my funeral. I want this read at my funeral. A 21-year-old. You look on the news, my friend. It is depressing. It's depressing. Why somebody would want to take their life? He wrote two full pages. It was read at his funeral. I'm going to be honest with you, just as honest as I know how to be. Brethren, I had part of that funeral, and I know this young man. I'd talked to him many a time. I didn't realize, well, how bad a shape he is in. I really didn't. I just didn't really realize. But you know what he had going on? He had them spirits going on. And he couldn't overcome them. By himself. Folks, I tell you, and I don't care who you are, my friend, you cannot handle the evil of this day. Not alone. It takes the Lord. It takes the Lord. These men, note what it was to be in despondency or discouraged or having their spirits from loss of hope. And if thou deal thus with me, now this is Moses, kill me. It's what Moses said, kill me. I pray thee out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. Think about that. But Moses was standing in between him and Israel and talking to the Lord. Yes, he was. Moses had come to the place. He said, just kill me. Think about it. You know what the Lord done? Let him live. Let him live. Hear me? Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. Joshua, in despair, was he not? In despair. Lord, you've brought us out here and you're going to let the Amorites just overrun us? We should have been content. Just stayed on the other side of Jordan. That's in despair. This is God's man. Think about it. Elijah. We all know about Elijah, don't we? But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested of himself that he might die. Did you hear that? Joshua. And said, it is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers, Joshua. We know the story. Job. My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself, and I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. Job. Folks, let me read on. David, oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. David said, I'm cast down. He said, but I am what? I'm going to remember thee. Where did his help come from? Where's our help come from? Jeremiah, woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. That's what Jeremiah said. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. Every one of them. Truth of it is, they didn't want to hear what Jeremiah said. They didn't want the message. He said, I've not lent upon them, and said, they've not lent upon unto me, but he said, every one of them cursed me. Every one of them. They're against me. You ever felt like everybody's against you? Ain't that what Elijah done when he got under the tree? He said, I'm the only one left. The disciples. He said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as you walk and are sad? They didn't know where the Lord was. They didn't know where they had took him until he appeared unto them. Can I tell you, there ain't about 15, 20 more I could read to you. I'm not going to read them to you tonight. These men, my friend, left it in the hands of the Lord. Did they not? They might have been in despair. They might have been discouraged. They might have found themselves in a place that they didn't really want to be. But they left it in the hands of the Lord. Not a shouting message. Not a message I really look forward to even starting tonight. But the truth of it is, the real truth of it is, folks, there's folks hurting. There's folks, my friend, that are in the self-same shape as some of these men were. And these men figured out that it's better to just give it to the Lord. Job spoke out of the bitterness of his soul. He chided with the Lord. Do you know that? He chided with the Lord. He complained so much that when the Lord started answering him, he said, where was you when this thing was formed? Huh? Who made the waters? Huh? Seas and the dry land and the sky. Who made it, Job? Where was it? And he told Job in a place, he said, I demand that you answer me. That you answer me, Job. I ain't going to say. I don't know. I don't know how people deal with things. I don't know how people deal with loss. Loss of limb. Loss of sight. Loss of speech. Huh? loss of a member of the family. I don't know how people deal with it. Do you? I'll go back. There's a reason that Bruce sung the song tonight. There really is. Preacher, you ain't give us no shouting message. You know, I found out if we'll do the right thing, there's normally a shout around. And they are. There's normally a shout around. They most certainly are. Maybe you got something out of it. That's what I got.